go from faith to faith, it's a road less travelled. Does it disturb you, beloved, after maybe many years, to realise that there's more to be had than you ever understood or imagined in this journey? He wants everyone to experience this deeper realm of the Spirit, to enter the kingdom, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. There's fullness there, not measure. There is entry, but it involves agony, wrestling within as we let go of long-held beliefs, people, possessions, everything with mine attached. And Jesus predicts that not all of his followers will walk this way. Few, in fact, he says, will find it. Believers, followers, disciples, 30, 60, 100-fold. But if your heart is thrilled by this and you desire the reality of kingdom life, the deeper Christian life, tell him, beloved. Stop right here and tell him. Whatever it costs, I want this. I'm apprehensive and excited at the same time, but I trust you and I want to follow your footsteps, Jesus, Messiah. Just remember, entering in will mean no baggage. That must be left behind. You cannot bring anyone with you, carry any suitcases or changes of clothes. All you need will be provided by his hand. A friend long gone to be with the Lord had a picture one day of an escalator. She was standing at the foot longing to get on, but she was loaded down with suitcases and hand luggage, and the escalator was too narrow, unless she let them go. On the narrow way, the higher path, you travel light. You don't hear many voices, just the one, his. Your companions are few. Few there be that find it. We learn here that we go from saving faith, the initial belief unto salvation, to situational faith, believing for a specific need, and from there we discover there is a lifestyle of faith, where it is faith from first to last. It's a progression, and it only comes through difficulties, lack and problems, because that's the soil in which faith grows best. You need problems and lack in order to grow. You can't be an overcomer if you've nothing to overcome. You can't grow in faith unless you've got a problem. Simple. How's it working out for you?